This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's all about Donald Trump, the President of the United States. The tariff is real, my friends, and an agreement to meet with the leader of North Korea. Is it true or is it fake news? Plus, there is also the rumor that Gary Cohn, one of the president's favorite advisors, who he says he's a globalist, and he'll forgive him for that, there's no question about it, but in his own way, in the words of the president, he is a nationalist because he loves our country. He was the top economic advisor to the prez, and he says he could be returning in a different role. A lot of curious machinations, I'll use a big word, heading into the weekend here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. In our virtual green room, he is a wordsmith in his own right, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, Bob Nay. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Kate. I do have a couple of words to start the news tonight. If you'd like them.
Let's hear them. Let's hear those words.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. I'm going to be high as a kite by then. Rocket Man, Elton John.
Perfect. I like that. That works. Rocket Man. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So what is the scoop with that? I mean, so... is North Korea really good? They're going to agree to this? They're going to meet somehow? What's that about?
Yeah, I mean,
he just
said
he'd meet with them.
World here. Something they, I mean, they have this. Obviously, was the deal cut. Now we carried the story this morning, Talk Media News, and I kind of guessed at that they were using the word envoy, because they used the word envoy this morning that the president was going to appoint one for North Korea, and an envoy would be a kind of unofficial way for somebody to go to a meeting. So this morning we were saying, look, there's going to be a meeting of some type. We're going to have an envoy. Well, somehow it turned from envoy to the president himself somewhere, probably, you know, in mid morning or so. He received a phone call, as we understand it, from the president of South Korea, and negotiations, obviously, when they all met, South and North Korea produced this. And Kim Jong-un has said that he will, you know, suspend the nuke program and do away with it, everything else under the sun, and they're going to have a face-to-face with President Trump, and it's going to be in May. So it'll be fast. I wonder where they're going to meet.
Wow. I wonder where they're going to meet, too.
Right.
Crazy
right.
To think about that. Yes.
The whole thing is
wow.
Real. So obviously the statements and the kind of, you know, way out things that President Trump said had an effect somewhere. I have a suspicion China somehow has gotten to Kim Jong-un and said, you know, do something. I just always had a suspicion that that's happened. So very historic if it comes to be. Yes.
No kidding.
The tariffs today.
All right. Yes, the tariffs, the 25% tariffs on steel and 10 on aluminum, but the right. fact that he's saying there could be exemptions and changes, what can you tell us about that, Bob?
Well, I think it's a pretty smart strategy when he exempted Mexico and China, and Canada, because he did exempt them permanently. He said if they negotiate a great deal on NAFTA, renegotiate, then he will exempt them. If they don't, he'll add them. And, of course, Republicans signed a letter, I think about 100 of them. They were going out of their minds from the House. Speaker Ryan called him. In fact, when it was being announced, Speaker Ryan was at Home Depot talking to some employees, saying he was still hoping to talk, you know, President Trump out of this, so they didn't like it. The Koch brothers, the mega donors, the Republican Party were very, very upset. Trump wouldn't care. They didn't support him anyway. So I don't think, you know, they could scare as they normally would people with their money when it came to Trump. And he announced the tariffs. He had steel workers there with him. Now, you're going to see a lot of, hand-wringing. You know, they're saying, well, the stock market could drop 40% and stay there. I highly doubt it, honestly. By the way, when we personally went through this with the Stand Up for Steel campaign, when I was with them in 2002, we marched 10,000 strong down to the to the White House. We had done that with Clinton, the 10,000, and finally Bush gave us a reprieve with called a 201K. If you look at that historically, they said the same things were going to happen, and it didn't. So I don't think these gloom and doom situations are going to come out of the tariffs. I think it's a strategy for Trump to probably begin to talk about more tariffs and get some kind of deal out of China, maybe.
Yeah, boy, there you go. That's what I would think, too. Absolutely, I agree. And then how about this? This mass shooting in the Florida high school, there was a thought that something would happen in Congress. But boom, the Senate once again becomes the big stopping point. Nothing happens there, even though the Florida House on the state level passed a school safety bill earlier this week that includes restrictions on rifle sales, as you know, and then the controversial idea of arming some teachers and all of that. But the governor is supposed to just sign this in. So what do you make of on the federal level it getting stuck in the Senate?
Well, Senator Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate Republican, Kate, says that, they're working on other things, including sex trafficking online and other issues that they're going to work on, and he basically is not saying he will bring anything up. Now, he could do what he did with the DACA, the Dreamers program, as we know, where he said, okay, whoever gets to 60, you can do a bill. He may do that. He may not. I doubt they can get to 60 on this. They couldn't get to 60 on the Dreamers when he threw that challenge out. So he's just saying himself, well, we're just going to work on other things. And I don't know how much pressure we'll build. There's a current bill with Senator Manchin as the Democratic sponsor for it that might have a little bit of steam, but I think McConnell is probably waiting to see if they have 60 votes for something or they don't. So it doesn't, even with everything that happened, it doesn't look like there's really going to be any kind of movement out there. And then there's a new poll out on the Senate races, so obviously this didn't have a dire effect on it because the Republicans in the poll for the Senate seats, at least in 10 of them, are in fairly decent shape right now.
Wow, just absolutely crazy. Well, you brought the strong stuff, that's for sure, so we appreciate you, Bob Ney.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Always interesting. Unbelievable. That is D.C. for you. It is the buzz in the backyard, as I say. And, of course, there's still the fallout of, this other porn star saying that she knew about the deal that Stormy Daniels reached to keep quiet about her alleged affair with Donald Trump. And among those who knew, Jessica Drake, she said, who had accused Trump of inappropriate sexual conduct. So what's going on here? Gloria Allred confirmed that Angel Ryan is the client, Jessica Drake, and she declined to comment about what Drake knew about the Daniels-Trump matter. Sounds like there is a lot of interesting behind-the-scenes conversations happening on both coasts, and it all deals with that lawsuit that was filed claiming that the $130,000 settlement that Stormy Daniels reached with Trump's longtime lawyer Michael Cohen to keep quiet about the affair was no longer valid because Trump did not sign the document. When we come back, the drunkest states in the U.S. and Philadelphia looking more like Slushadelphia. Stay tuned.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Consider yourself lucky if you weren't doused by that nor'easter. And in Philly, seriously, it really was bad. It was one of the worst places where they got socked in. So the snow totals were just crazy insane. The people were stuck. It was like ice skating rinks, and there was, of course, power outages everywhere. So the city of Philadelphia declared a snow emergency on Hump Day. Thursday was brutal because they got pummeled with all of that snow. It was a nightmare trying to fly in and out of that region. And it wasn't just Philly, but it was the fact that Philly had snowfall rates that reached as much as 2 inches per hour with wind gusts of up to 30 miles an hour. So picture that. if you will, what that would be like. It's one thing, the continuous dropping of snowflakes, but the heavy, heavy stuff that was just pulling down power lines was ridiculous. A sad story that didn't happen in New York, but happened, didn't happen in Philly, happened in New York, was the 88-year-old woman who was hit by a falling tree right there in her driveway. You know, they say so many accidents happen, boom, right around your house, like right outside of your house. And no kidding, this was one of those sad tales. So 60 million Americans were in that storm's path, right? Planes, trains, automobiles, forget about it. You didn't need a movie to see how ridiculous it was. I mean, it was Cancellation City in the Northeast. The amount of people that were affected by the power outages, I think off the chain. 850,000, 320,000 alone in Jersey, 130,000 in New York. So what does Andrew Cuomo do, the gov of the Big Apple? I encourage New Yorkers to stay home or seek shelter if experiencing a loss of power. Yeah, that's when you just don't go out. Trying to brave it and go in your car, I mean, that's where you have the real excuse for not going to work. You don't have to say, the dog ate my homework. You know, that you learned that excuse when you were a kid. You don't have to say it because you had heavy snow that pummeled Philly and New York, blizzard conditions on Long Island. That 2 inches, I just want you to think about that for a second. 2 inches an hour. Yeah, that was bad. This is when I pinch myself and say, you know what, I'm a Texan now. No more bridge and tunnel crowd for me. I don't have to deal with that. Like that poor middle school teacher, boom, struck by lightning. She's helping out with the buses. She's doing the bus duty. And luckily, she wasn't killed. But she felt the shock of it. She felt the burn of it. It just absolutely, you know, crazy, crazy. And here's what's really scary. What's really scary is now they have some major flooding along the New Jersey shore because, of course, some of that is melting a tiny bit, but also because of the part of this is with all of the snow that fell, where, by the way, if well, I'll just pick a place because I know them all. So well, I'll just pick something. I'll pick a few places that I know the exact amounts. Morris Plains, New Jersey, 22.5 inches, 22 and a half inches. You kidding me? Pennsylvania in Broomall, 12 inches. They were a little better off, right? Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut, 14 and a half inches plus. That is bad stuff. Oh, that is brutal stuff. Just absolutely brutal. And again, the power outages were so rough. And here's the craziness of all of this. They're talking about the fact that now the prediction is they're going to see more snow, another nor'easter next week, and the chances are pretty good if you look at the map now. I mean, it can change. But in the areas, you know, New York, Philly, all those Mid-Atlantic states especially, in New York right now, snow, snow, snow. They're talking about snow showers, low visibility, all that kind of stuff. On Monday into Tuesday, they're talking about that for Philly as well. So, again, that's the same region getting slammed by it. And here we are, you know, pretty close to St. Patty's Day. Less than 2 weeks away from St. Patrick's Day, and they're getting that kind of weather. There's a lesson in this. Here's the lesson. If you're going to go look at some history in the Northeast, you had that on your bucket list, you're going to take the kids, you're going to take the grandkids for a spring break, never travel up there in March because you don't know what you're going to get in March. The Ides of March, for sure, are killer when it comes to this whole snow thing. All right, speaking of killer, I was looking at this story today about excessive drinking and the areas where the drinking is the heaviest. So doing, you know, doing surveys and whatnot. And this was in, I read the piece, actually, and I followed up with it. And that what they were quoting, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So that makes sense. They're talking about excessive drinking killing about 90,000 people a year, or, you know, what it leads to eventually, prematurely killing you. Nationwide, 18% of Americans drink an excessive amount of alcohol, they found. and what is excessive, of course, right? In some states, just over 1 in 10 adults drink too much on a regular basis. In others, 1 in 4. So, Andy, say hello, Andy. Are you still there? He didn't step away.
Hello.
To go shovel, I don't think.
No.
Andy, so you and I were talking about this, right? And you nailed it. Why do people in North Dakota, Wisconsin, Alaska, Montana, Minnesota, Illinois, why do they make the list as like the top 5 and 6 states?
The same reason why sailors drink so much, because they're stuck indoors or on their boat, in our cabins, in our houses.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So people are stuck indoors. That's my philosophy, too. And North Dakota was the number one state that the drunkest metro region, they said, was Fargo, North Dakota. And 25 and people were, you know, took the surveys and everything. 25% of adults reported binge drinking or drinking heavily. And, of course, they also have a high rate of alcohol-related driving deaths. In fact, this was what really drew me to this survey. A total of 46.7% of all traffic fatalities are attributed to alcohol consumption. So that's higher than what the national share is, which is 30%. So you got to think about that. That's the heavy times indoors. Boy, I like North Dakota, too, which doesn't have anything to do with it, except for, I guess, you know, I haven't been indoors, stuck indoors for 6 months at a time. Wisconsin comes in second, where they say the same thing. It's mostly the whole binge drinking thing and whatnot. And what they say is for every 100,000 residents, about 300 die before the age of 75, less deaths than in most other states, however. But what they're talking about is you got liver cancer, dementia, poor health, all the things that that can lead to. In Alaska, you can totally see that. I mean, you think about how dark it is, the craziness of what they have to deal with. But it's funny because in Alaska, they have the disposable income, so there's not the stresses of that, which you get how that can lead to problems, right? But they don't have that stress in Alaska because the average, the median household income is over $76,000 a year. So that's the second largest in any state. So it's not about that. It's not about the economic pressure. It's really, it's got to be a lot about the weather and what you're doing. And Montana, same thing. They have the high amounts, too. So they're the fourth. Missoula is they say, is the drunkest metro region. In Minnesota, 21.1% of adults report binge or heavy drinking. In fact, it's one of the highest excessive drinking rates of any state and above the national share of the 18%. So despite being home to a large adult population that drinks to excess on a regular basis, Minnesota adults appear to be, they say, quite healthy. They have the lowest premature death rate of any state at 262 deaths before the age of 75 for every 100,000 people. So, I mean, there you go.
The cold preserves
music means we're bouncing the cold. That's right. You heard him. The cold preserves us. Okay, we're bouncing to the other side and the mailbag.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She's kind of music.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Ooh, the mail is here. All right, yes, indeed it is. And thank you to you, that tall guy in the back. And, oh, yeah, the woman in the back who keeps raising her hand for all the mail you have sent me over the years, but especially these days. It seems like it's multiplying. It's like rabbits around here. It's crazy. If this were physical mail, I could not sit in the same room and read the mail. Luckily, we have the internet, and I can read it through your email, snail mail, whatever you want to call it. And that's where we are right now in America Tonight. Fascinating, because you're talking about a lot of different things. Such a smart audience. You don't get stuck on the broken record of the day. Now, that's what it is. We get stuck on the same old, but you don't. So congratulations to all of you, because you obviously cut a wide swath out there, and I love it. And by the way, as just a quick reminder, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, confused, have no label, don't want a label, would like a label, we'll slap it on you. But you can call us anytime. We're talking about a couple of different things, including the fat tariffs the Prez just threw out there. and said, no more. We're not going to have the steel industry held hostage anymore. So he took a big, bad, bold step, even though a lot of Republicans were really wussy on this whole thing. They didn't want him to do it, and they didn't really back it. But they're even saying they're going to try to narrow the tariffs. But for now, the Prez orders steel and aluminum tariffs and says we shouldn't be held hostage by this any longer. I mean, I have to say, he takes a step. You know, I've said this already before. Whatever you want to fault him for, whatever you want to praise him for, there could be rippling effects, absolutely. But for now, 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum. That's where it sits. Now, temporarily exempted, Canada and Mexico, saying they're going to continue talks with the North American Free Trade Agreement partners. But we'll see where that goes, because the Prez has separately discussed withdrawing from NAFTA. At this point, he says all other countries will be able to make their case as to why they should be exempt from the tariffs and what they will do to shore up their national security relationship with the United States. When does it kick in? 15 days. Not a lot of time to figure it out. European Union, knock, knock. Or South Korea, better get the chest ready to pay those tariffs, the treasure chest, or come up with some other plan. The president did say he could add or subtract countries. He could raise or lower the tariffs at any time. But he didn't seem to be really wanting desperately to cut out, you know, to do further carve-outs. He says the countries that treat us the worst on trade and on military are our allies, as they like to call themselves. So how about that? We'll see if it strengthens the trade system. Could. There are reasons you could look at it and be worried. There are reasons you can look at it and say, wow, big, bad, bold move. So Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, is a vocal free trader, and he hates the press, or let me politely say he's a Trump critic. He would introduce legislation to nullify the tariffs. I'm not surprised. He says trade wars are not won, they are only lost. There are others that disagree with the tariff, a lot of others that disagree with it. And the Prez says he could go even further, like I just explained to you. Will he or not? That's where it gets really interesting. And so here's the thing. Got like 5 emails on this, including this one from Wendy, who says he's either an idiot or he's brilliant. And no offense, he could be one or the other, Kate. This is a big, bold move. Does it really jack up the prices on the rest of us? We're not thrilled about that as we're trying to piecemeal things together. But on the other hand, should the United States be bullied, and maybe it is actually a stroke of brilliance. It's one of those campaign promises. So I'm on the fence. Then there's this from Dennis, who says, wow, this president has absolutely gone bonkers and lost his mind over what he's doing with these tariffs. Are you kidding me? And if he gets even more aggressive, are we going to be able to find any steel? Is there going to be some kind of a trade war? China certainly can't feel good about that. What if they impose some kind of a tax? So we're not being treated fairly, we could get treated worse. And then there's this one from Ira. Kate, love the show, love the tariffs, see where it happens, he can remove it. If something ridiculous happened, come on, that's what would ultimately kick in. Because he's not going to be ridiculous, that's why he reserved the right to raise, to lower, to whatever. And that's true. So for now, Canada, I mentioned it already, but Canada, Mexico, exempt. And then for other so-called allies, as the president put it, he'll do that case by case, depending on what's going on with them, and we'll see the reaction. Can't say for sure. I mean, except for that we can say this was one of the promises on the campaign trail. So this is an honored promise, that's for sure. An honored promise, because that's what he said again and again and again, especially in some of those steel mill towns where the president spoke. And people were out of work or were looking, or they were shutting down plants, all that kind of stuff. So that flips the equation on a few of those companies, and it means there could be more hirings. In fact, there probably will be in some areas, but I think it's just too early to tell where it all shakes out. Let's move on to something else. This one comes to us from Mac, who says, Kate, I was listening to you the other night, and you were talking about the upside-down arches, the flipped logo for International Women's Day, and I actually saw that. I went and specifically looked for it because you said it, and you talked about these this interesting McDonald's in California and the fact that you that they were flipping the arches and that there were others that were flipping the arches, and what would the reaction be and how you thought it was kind of cool. I agree, kind of cool. Why not support the whole idea of empowering women on International Women's Day? And businesses should do that. And there are other businesses that are doing other things to honor women, and we certainly have seen that along the way, but now we've heard much more about it. Do you know some of them? I do. Like, I thought what was interesting is Mattel, they released 17 new dolls, and they're female, a lot of them are female role models from history. So, Chloe Kim, Patty Jenkins, who was the director of Wonder Woman, Chloe Kim winning the gold medal in the Olympics, think snowboarding, Amelia Earhart, Katherine Johnson, Frida Kahlo, so people from the past. I think it's intriguing that they did that. Then there was another story I read about that I thought was really good, and it was that Old Navy had statues of women with flowers and donated $25,000 to Monumental Women, the Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony Statue Fund. So they're backing their comments up by what they followed through with. So again, bravo. It's girl power, and consumers certainly mostly make up women. They say women drive up 70 to 80% of consumer spending with their purchasing power and influence. So major brands that are trying to have an authentic connection with the audience, and if it's female, that's what they are looking to do, right? And this was the perfect day, or Wednesday was the perfect day, to Thursday rather, was the perfect day to personify that because it was International Women's Day. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Tommy. Hi, Kate. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Tommy from the Dallas area. I always listen to you. A lot of times I listen to you the next day after your show because I'm running and I have the podcast. But rest assured, I am there for you, sister. I think some of the people need to know some of the amazing things you did in the Dallas area, but I'll call and talk about that at another time. But I was wondering if you saw the story about Toys R Us and the fact that they're just getting ready for liquidation. It's a sign of the times, isn't it? Because, boy, this was certainly one of those companies that seemed like they would go on forever. What toys? Toys and kids are such a good mix. What could possibly have gone wrong? Well, they were scrambling to keep their bankruptcy reorg plan alive, but now it's liquidation. And they're not telling very much about it. They're running out of time and money. That's what it is. You run out of time and money, word spreads. That's all you can do. So the company told workers that are going out of business, that they're going out of business sales. They didn't have enough money to pay severance. In the UK, they've been placed under administration, which is the UK version of bankruptcy. A hearing for bankruptcy court has been postponed 3 times during the week. So the reorg plan is collapsing. That would mean that they would file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy liquidation. And who knows, maybe some investor comes in at the last minute, but it's not looking really good. Because Christmas season came and went, and it was bad. They had pinned their hopes to Christmas season, but it didn't work. It just keeps stacking up against them. That's when you have to do that Chapter 7 thing, and that means curtains, my friends, curtains. All right, odds and ends, when we come back here on America Tonight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Interesting haps coming up this weekend. I'll run through them in a few. But first here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's go to our pal Dan in the great state of Texas, where to my knowledge, we are not receiving snow at this moment. Hello, Dan.
Good evening, Kate. How much snow I got?
Go for it.
Okay. These three guys survived a shipwreck, and they landed on this island, and the island had everything on it except other people. And they were really feeling bad about that. When one day, up on the island's beach, a big jug appeared. Well, the one guy pulled the cork, and poof, a genie appeared. And the genie says, there'll be three of thee. Each may have one wish. First guy goes, wow. Genie, I want to be in Vegas with plenty of money. I'm pockets clear full of money suits. I want it all. And the genie says, poof. And the guy was gone. Next guy says, bikini. I want twice as much money as the other guy. I want to be in California. Mm-hmm. I want women to love me. I mean, I want it all. And Jesus says, poof. And he was gone. And the third guy goes, well, could you bring those guys back? I sure miss them.
That's brilliant. I love that.
Okay. Now, on Susan B. Anthony, right above her head, it says, in God we trust. Anthony was a devout atheist. She did not believe in God in any way, shape, or form, but she got the Susan B. Anthony dollar, and right above her head, it says, in God we trust. Ta-da! So much for that. Now, Trump. Trump is a genius. He is offering the little carrot out there to all these other little countries that's been sandbagging us for years, and they're all going to come to their melt. They're all going to start coming along our way and doing what we want them to do. And genius, 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 Mr. Trump. If you want to know Donald Trump, really understand him, read The Art of the Deal. I know you've done that, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
You bet. Well, the man is putting into practice what he has said and has operated in his own way. And if you'll notice, all these countries are starting to come his way. And not to mention the fact that Rocket Man has decided to, I think I need to see if I can't get something going here. And I saw a thing on TV tonight where South Korea has been broadcasting their music into North Korea, and the sending little things on the river with videos in it and stuff like that. And they fight to get in the water to get these stuff that the South is sending to them. And that's the only way they get a hold of anything, of any good information or good music or good tapes or anything like that, is through this little flotilla of bottles that have got all this stuff stuffed into it. And they risk being put in prison, but they're still going out in the water and getting them because they do not like living in North Korea. And it's going to be something to see what Trump can pull off here. But I'm telling you, the guy is a lot smarter than people think. He's really a genius.
Well, I think there's no question. You're right. If he follows what he has always believed, because Art of the Deal came out in the 80s, and that's exactly how, if you go back and look and watch what's happened, that's exactly what he's followed. You're right.
You betcha.
And I think people forget that.
Well, look, I'm going to let you go, but I love you, and I'll talk to you later, babe.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Love the joke. Somebody said to me the other day, you got to bring back your joke off Fridays. And what I used to do is I'd have a comedian on who would, we would go back and forth. And this was going back a ways. I'd have a comedian on and we would go back and forth with jokes and try to kind of one-up each other. So we will bring back some of those jokes. We will bring back some of those, I think, funny jokes and some comedians too, to share the best punchlines. I did a thing one time where we just did punch, 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 just all the best punchlines. And then you kind of had to come up with a joke around the punchline. You had to be very, very innovative. And so it was tough. Or you had to tell, we had a night where we told kids jokes, because, kids jokes are sometimes ridiculous, right? Like, what did the duck say when it went to CVS and bought lipstick? Put it on my bill. That, deserves a rim shot. Ba-dum-bump. I'm trying to think of another one. How about this? This is one my nephew told me. What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? Primates. Get it? Prime, Amazon Prime. That might go over some people's heads, so I might have to explain that one a little bit. I love it when there's no reaction. I know you're out there. That audience is out there. I know you are. I know it. I can feel you. I know you're sending me notes right now about my lame, lame joke telling. I know it. I'm going to give you one more. One more. And that's it. How about this? You ready for this? All right, this is it. How does NASA because I'm a big space freak. How does NASA put a party together? How do they organize a party? They plan it. Ba-dum-bump. Now, I know, come on. If this was truly a live audience, there'd be massive applause for at least one of those jokes. So we'll bring some of that funny back. Because actually, some of you have sent me emails about that. You like the whole idea of the whole joke thing. I think with odds and ends, and this is what we're doing, we're traversing in a couple of different directions, that we're sort of ready for it, aren't we? We are. We're ready for more laughter instead of more pounding and hounding the same stories over and over and over again. And of course, we don't do that on America Tonight. So if I do some odds and ends quickly for you and give you some quick hits, we'll do that instead. How about this? This is the story follow-up that I told you about. The $560 million Powerball winner suing to stay anonymous has the lawyers collecting the prize. The attorneys, she just does not want to be out there, but they don't know that they can keep that. They don't know that they're going to win this in court. So then what happens, then your only alternative, I talked to a lawyer today, he said, well, you change your name. It's pretty easy. Just change your name and then you move. So the bad part is, I guess you have to move, but that's what you do. I mean, wah, wah. So sorry to have, and actually this person is donating money, to have the problem of winning $560 million, which was cut in half because, of course, you have to give taxes, so almost cut in half anyway. All right, this is, boy, this is crazy. How about Playa del Carmen? I know a lot of people that go to Playa del Carmen or Cozumel for spring break with their families, or some of the families let their kids go there. But they're saying Americans, you can still travel to like Playa del Carmen, but be careful because there was an explosion that injured at least 25 people. Five of them happened to be Americans. A bomb blew up on one of the ferry boats that they would have taken tourists out on. So the State Department is warning people to avoid the area. It's an unspecified security threat. In other words, it's the drug cartels. And if they found another bomb on another one of those ferries that didn't go off because they found it. So they've got these popular resort towns that now are not calm and fun because people are worried about what could happen in Cozumel Island or Playa if they go down. And that's why there are these warnings that you have to be careful. In fact, the U.S. Embassy in Mexico is saying the embassy is barring U.S. government employees from leaving or from traveling to Playa del Carmen because they don't believe it's obviously safe if they're saying it's going to be closed until further notice. I think when you see an alert like that, you change your plans. People are also taking out insurance policies in case they get kidnapped. Are you kidding? If there's a chance of being kidnapped, why don't you pick a different beach and a different city? Oh, especially all you have to do is see the explosions rocking that ferry boat. Very sad. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version, this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.